am not a number.
Is this your car, sir?
Yes.
In a bit of a hurry, are we?
Yes, officer. I'm on my way to resign. And then I expect they'll want to know about why I resigned. I'm in a highly sensitive job. I know a lot. Too much, perhaps.
Yes, you don't know the speed limit, though, do you, sir?
Look, I've got to get there before the theme music runs out.
Well, I'll have to take your number anyway.
I'm not a number. I'm still a free man. The resignations office is just along this corridor. It was an extremely long corridor. It took me 2 weeks to get to the end of it. I resign.
All right, then, here's your P45.
Don't you want to know why I'm resigning?
No, you made all that clear in your letter. Seems fair enough.
Is that it?
Where are you?
In the village.
What do you want?
I want to live here. And so here I was at last, in the village. The oppressive atmosphere, the air of mistrust, the constant surveillance. A bit like the Virgin Megastore. Then this fellow approached me. He had a very strange haircut. He had three partings. I was rather impressed. I couldn't help noticing that he wore a shoulder holster in which he kept a sinister-looking Battenberg cake.
You're new here, aren't you?
Yes, number 12. It was a nightmare getting here.
Same as me. They gassed me, abducted me against my will, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in an exact replica of my house, here in the village. Every time I try to escape, I get smothered by a big white balloon which chases after me. How about you?
I had to drive here. But then they gassed me, abducted me against my will, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in my actual house. I sneaked in again, though. Now, first thing I've got to do is get a number in one of those nice little flats.
Well, if you drove here, you must know where we are.
Not really. I've got this map. See, we're here. Here's Buckingham Palace, the River Thames, Hyde Park. We seem to be in a BBC studio, somewhere off the coast of Morocco.
Yes.
Each morning, we are woken by the clarion call of our masters.
Good morning and welcome to a bright new day. Today is the village sports day. There will be a game of Twister on the lawn. Later, there'll be a game of real tennis. But first, a quick game of surreal tennis.
Advantage, piglet.
What's that?
It's a helicopter. Means there's a new number two arriving. Number two's the big shot, the person who gives the orders round here. The top monkey.
Really?
Yes, really.
Sure.
Listen, I'm hell-bent on escape. Do you know a way out of here?
Oh, no, I don't know my way round at all. Why did you ask that bald-headed bloke over there?
Oh, that bald-headed bloke is the supervisor. He's got cameras that see everything that goes on in this village.
Oof, nosy Parker. He doesn't look very nice.
He's all right, actually, once you get talking to him.
Really?
Yes, really. You know there's a blind spot, somewhere where the cameras can't see you.
Where is it?
It's on top of number 86's wardrobe. It gets a bit crowded up there, what with everyone smoking and playing records. Number 86 gets a bit cheesed off.
Who are these observers? And who watches the watcher? Who monitors the monitor? And the observer? Who reads that?
Tracking.
Who is that Pratt?
Which one, Baldy?
Don't call me Baldy in the observation room.
Sorry, which Pratt?
The one without a number.
Oh, yes, him. Talking to the bloke with the absurd hair, with three partings.
Three partings? How does he do that?
I don't know. But that bloke shouldn't be here if he hasn't got a number.
We've already sent him home once. He must have come back in through that hole in the fence.
The Mini Moke, registration number 146, please move it, as it is blocking the path of the big white balloon.
I was under observation. I had to get a number. I went to the number allocation room.
Can I help you, number?
I am not a number.
Oh, well, you must be a free man then. You can go home.
I don't want to go home. I want to be a number. Without a number, I haven't got an identity. There are some numbers there, look, on your desk. Can't I have one of them?
Oh, no, they've all been allocated.
Well, couldn't I be in number 69?
No, there's a waiting list for that one. That's the most popular number in the village. I tell you what, I can let you have this 87, but if you want to jazz it up a bit, you can turn it upside down and change the 7 into a 4 with a felt tip, and it'll look like a 48.
48, ace!
Yeah, but don't let the real number 48 catch you wearing it. He's a big bloke, he'll murder you.
Who is number 1?
You are number 48.
Greetings. Please listen carefully. Will that man pretending to be number 48 please go home?
That's you, isn't it?
Oh, no, don't worry, it's nothing. I suppose you'll be wanting to know why I resigned, then.
No. You made all that quite clear in your letter.
Don't I know too much?
No, you don't know enough. I can tell you a few things if you like.
What about him over there? I bet I know more than him.
No, he knows more than he thinks.
Really? You wouldn't know by looking at him. Well, how do you know I don't know more than I think?
No, you know less than you think.
Do I?
You see, you don't even know that. Oh. Oh, look out! Here comes that big bloke I was telling you about. Oh. You better scarper.
So now I had a number, I was safe. But I'd noticed something strange about number 12. He didn't seem to like it here. He wanted to escape. He spent most of his time on 86's wardrobe trying to avoid playing Twister and going to the sand dunes looking furtive. He invited me back to his flat. It was an exact replica of his own home. Unfortunately, when he was abducted, he was living in a bed and breakfast. They'd gone to a lot of trouble to replicate it, even down to the landlady.
Ooh, no baths after 6 o'clock, no using the toilet after 11.
Ah, Mrs. Brownshirt. I was wondering about breakfast.
Rissoles.
I was only asking. I could put up with breakfast at 5 o'clock. Compulsory yellow nylon sheets. The constant smell of cabbage wafting from her husband. But what really got me was having to share a room with a salesman from Barnsley.
Have you seen these ceiling tiles? I've got some samples. Hard-wearing, inflammable, classic yet modern, decorative yet plain.
I think number 48 was impressed. I showed him my comb. I'm going to use it in my next escape attempt. Tomorrow I may show him my pork pie hidden in the sand dunes. I've also got a rope ladder, but number 2 will never find it because it's disguised as a shortwave radio transmitter. I did have a compass, so I ended up going around in circles. My shoes were magnetic. Number 48 started playing the stylophone. At first, I thought it was a bizarre escape attempt, but then it began to dawn on me that he just enjoyed playing the stylophone. But it's given me an idea. I'm going to start playing the drums very loud late at night so the neighbours will complain and I'll be sent home in disgrace.
And so the days passed. I hadn't got to the bottom of number 12's escape bits. Shut it! Oh, keep it down! That's number 12 practising his drumming. Another of his attempts was foiled when he was wearing his magnetic shoes and got stuck to number 2's fridge.
Good morning, citizens. Welcome to a bright new day. The Time and Space Committee has decided that all clocks should be put forward by 17 minutes. Number 2 adjusted his watch this morning and was the first man to reach 10 o'clock.
Better put our watches forward, I suppose.
I don't see why we should. Our time is our own. I'm going to stick to the old time.
Well, that means you'll be 17 minutes late for everything.
That's a small price to pay for remaining an individual.
You'll miss last orders at the pub.
Will I? Oh, well, I've been barred anyway. It's my haircut. Reduces sales, apparently. Look at last month. The Time and Space Committee decided every day should be Tuesday.
It was to increase efficiency.
But Tuesday is my big shop day. I've bought so much shopping I can't get into my flat now. The back bedroom's full of Battenbergs.
Battenbergs? I thought there was a shortage. People would be going mad trying to get their hands on a Battenberg cake.
I love Battenberg, especially the marzipan bit round the sides. They'll be very useful when I want to escape. I'll need supplies.
Oh, no, I've got to get out of here. There's that big bloke.
Tracking.
Put it on the screen, will you?
Righto, Baldy.
Don't call me Baldy. Oh, look at that man. He slipped on that patch of oil, he's torn his jacket, and now he's fallen in the pond. Close in, see who it is.
It's number 13, sir.
Oh, 13. Him again. Anything else to report?
Yes, sir. I saw number 48 running very fast across the dunes.
Oh, was he trying to escape?
No, that big bloke was after him. Later on, he gave a lecture on why he resigned.
He's made all that clear in his letter.
Yes, but now he's got slides.
Hasn't he heard the... Hasn't he heard the Tannoy announcements telling him to go home?
Yes. We thought he was going when we spotted him near the perimeter, but all he was doing was mending a hole in the fence. Oh, there's number 12.
Oh, yeah, number 12. Now, he's a different kettle of fish. Where are those videotapes of his latest escape attempt?
They're ready to go, sir.
Let's have a look. He seems to be searching for something.
This was when he was going to prick the big white balloon. He got hold of a needle and then he hid it in a haystack. Here's another attempt.
And why is he digging here?
Well, we thought at first he was digging a tunnel, but it turned out he was building a mountain. He was going to hang glide off it. This was a bank holiday. Yes. We don't quite know what he's doing here.
What are we going to do about number 12?
What are we going to do about number 48?
Yes. One's hell-bent on escape, the other hell-bent on staying here. They're opposite sides of the same coin.
So who's the bit round the side of the coin?
Pawn to King 4.
Knight to Queen's Bishop 5.
What's going on over there?
Ah, that's the human chess.
So they use humans as pieces?
Yes.
Rook to knight 7. Takes.
What's happening?
He's been taken. He's got to go back to the box.
The Life and Death Committee have decided to review their decision about number 63. He will be dug up tomorrow morning.
I love it here. It's everything I dreamed it would be. You know who your friends are in the village? Nobody. I thought number 12 might be my friend. But he spends hours combing his hair, getting the angles just right. Every so often, they have a new number 2. Now, that's a job I'd like to do. You get to live in the Green Dome and issue edicts when you feel like it. Now, did I tell you about why I resigned? What happened was, I got this...
Number 48. I've just hit upon a foolproof escape plan.
What?
I'm going to become the new number 2.
You, number 2?
Yes, it's perfect. Then I can escape in the helicopter, and I'll fly somewhere they'll never find me in a million years.
What, the Virgin Megastore?
No, Budapest. I know a safe house there. Listen, I've got it all worked out. I've got enough Battenbergs to last me 17 days. I'll chop them up on the rotor blades.
Tracking number 15. Tracking number 73. Tracking number 69.
Hold on there.
Good.
Now, where's number 12? He's getting quite good, isn't he? Good rhythm. More than I can say for number 48 in his stylophone.
Number 12 just arrived 17 minutes late for the surreal tennis competition.
So he was early then?
Yes. He's always 17 minutes late. He misses his dinner every day. He keeps turning up at 17 minutes past one.
What does he do after dinner?
He goes to check his pork pie. He's got one hidden in the dunes.
He must have loads of food in his flat. Last month he did a big shop every day. Could this pork pie be a transmitter?
No, sir. Forensics took it to pieces. It is just a pork pie with an egg right through the middle.
How do they do that?
I don't know, sir. They're working on it.
I see.
Number 12 ran out of money, so he tried to take all his Battenbergs back to the shop, but they wouldn't take them because he'd licked all the marzipan off.
Have the Mind and Body Committee come up with anything on number 12?
Yes, sir. Here's their personality profile.
I see. He's got resourcefulness, initiative, and a pork pie. Somehow, I don't think he's really number 2 material.
Number 48, please leave the village. There's a helicopter waiting to take you home.
I managed to escape the helicopter with a clever ruse. I hid the pilot behind some bushes. Meanwhile, number 12 was applying for the job of number 2.
Come in, number 12. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
We've been studying your CV, and it makes interesting reading. Now, you started off as number 107, then you moved up to 83, then 56, a high flyer. But then you slipped back to 74. Why was that?
I just fancied a change. I thought it'd be good experience being number 74.
Come. Wasn't it because you ran over number 2 in your mini moke, then ran off without leaving your number?
But he should have been looking.
Quite. And your hobbies, you've listed as numbers 81, 19 and 57. Nice little numbers, those three, aren't they?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Would you like a cup of tea, number 12?
No, thank you. Oh, thank you.
No. Number 12, why have you got a pork pie hidden in the sand dunes?
It's not mine. I found it there. I was going to report it to the authorities.
I see. How did they get the egg in the middle?
Osmosis?
Are there any questions you'd like to ask us?
Yes. When do I get to fly in the helicopter?
What qualities do you have that make you think you're suited to be number two?
Well, I have authority, the ability to make decisions under pressure, and I look pretty good in a swivel chair.
You realise if you were to become number two, your first job would be to break number 48.
Really?
Yes. We've asked him to leave, but he won't.
I could break him.
Hello, number 12. Did you hear about number 83's escape attempt? He built a luxury liner out of cheese. He didn't get away, though, because he made the hull out of Gorgonzola. Really, number two ought to crack down on all these escape attempts.
I intend to.
What?
You see, I am the new number two.
You? What happened to the previous one?
He resigned.
Has he gone home then?
No, I sent him to another village to find out why he resigned.
What about your escape attempts? What about the drumming to get sent home in disgrace?
Well, actually, now I'm the lead percussionist in the village band.
Ooh, well now you are number two. How come you're not escaping in the helicopter?
I rather suit being number two. I look pretty good in a swivel chair.
Well, number two, how about doing me a favour? Can you get that big bloke off my back?
No.
No?
No, things have got rather lax around here. There's going to be some changes. For a start, there are going to be no more games of Twister.
Now.
And I shall issue every villager with a pair of yellow nylon sheets.
Oh, good, they're much easier to maintain.
I myself will have white Irish linen sheets.
Ooh. So you're moving out of the B&B then?
Yes, I'm moving to the top of 86's wardrobe. I've got to quite like it up there.
What about those things Mrs. Brownshirt makes you for breakfast?
Rissoles.
I was only asking.
So there will now be a spare bed at the bed and breakfast. You'll have to share a room with a salesman from Barnsley.
I moved in that afternoon.
This is quality workmanship. The tiles come in two sizes, 17 by 13 and a half and 3 by 72. Money-back guarantee. I've got some samples here. Just look at the thickness of that polystyrene.
Yes, you're absolutely right. How very intriguing.
Eh?
Ah, number 48. There you are.
Ah, number two. This fellow really is fascinating. I never knew the world of ceiling tiles was so engrossing.
I want the answer to some questions. Why are there two number 48s? You and that big bloke. Who are you? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? I thought I said no visitors after 6 o'clock.
Ah, yes. Sorry, Mrs. Brownshirt. I won't be a minute.
Look here, number two, what else are you going to change?
Well, I
thought... I'm going to change your shoes. Look at the mud you've brought in. This carpet's best quality nylon.
Well, number 48, I'm going to get rid of that bald bloke in the observation room.
Oh, not the supervisor.
Yes.
Oh, he's all right, actually, once you get talking to him.
And what's more, I'm taking this away.
Not my stylophone.
No, that was just a noise like a stylophone. But when I do find your stylophone, I'm going to confiscate that as well.
Stinker.
I'm going to break you, 48.
No, you won't, because I'm hell-bent on escape.
The Inversion Committee announced that they will not now be meeting at number 91, but at number 16. Here are the results of the Surreal Tennis Tournament. Third was a suitcase... Third was two suitcases. Third was Yvonne Goolagong.
Now he's number two. I don't like it here anymore. He's changed. And he's tried to pinch my stylophone. Bastard. I want to get out. I've got an escape plan. All I need is an elastic band, a skeleton key, and a space rocket. Trouble is, I can't find any elastic bands. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run very, very quickly while everyone's looking the other way. Was caught. My mistake had been to take a few personal effects with me. Unfortunately, the removal van broke down halfway across the sand dunes.
The ambidextrous group announced that it will be having its cake and eating it later this afternoon.
Hello? Yes, sir. We're going to find out just exactly what number 48's doing here. But, sir, I have to give him the maximum dosage. His resistance is very high. Nurse, I want you to go to the drugs cupboard and get me something. I'm going to a party tonight.
Yes, sir.
And get me... And get me some more of the truth drug for number 48.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and while you're there, get me some little white lie drug as well. I've got to explain why I'm going to be late home tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, number 48. Come up to the Green Dome and have some brunch. Ah, there you are, number 48. That was a foolish escape plan of yours. You should have waited till everyone was looking the other way. And it was a bad move taking that Chesterfield settee with you. If you just stuck to the occasional tables, you'd have been all right.
Yes.
Tea?
No, thank you. Oh, thank you. It's not drugged, is it?
No, no.
Okay.
Now, number 48. Imagine you are back in 1967. 1967, the summer of love. Psychedelia.
Loon pants.
Yes. Anyway, I want you to imagine you're at the Dutch embassy reception. You're very relaxed. You're talking to a French cultural attaché.
What am I eating?
Battenberg.
No. Can't I have something else?
No. He's discussing the Middle East crisis.
Can I have some tea, please? This Battenberg's a bit dry.
Yes, yes, pour yourself some tea.
Does the cultural attaché want some tea too?
Yes, yes, give him a cup.
Milk and sugar?
Yes. Now, he's asking your opinion on Algeria.
Oh, this tea's too hot. Oh, that's a nice picture above the fireplace. I think it's been redecorated since I was last here. Oh, and the cultural attaché's wife looks nice.
Oh, no, we've given him the going off at a tangent pills.
Is that a dado rail?
Forget the dado rail. Imagine it's 17 minutes later. You're talking to the Chinese foreign minister.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely, Your Grace. I couldn't agree more.
Well, what's he saying?
I don't know. I don't understand Chinese.
We're going to have to increase the dosage. Nurse, the syringe.
Yes, sir.
No, not me. Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I'm going to have to go and have a lie down.
Thank goodness the interrogation had failed. But he was hell-bent on breaking me. He stepped up his oppressive regime. Mrs. Brownshirt was put in charge of security. She put nylon carpet in every flat, a greasy headboard on every bed in the village, and turned off the hot water at 10 o'clock, having only turned it on at 10:02. But the worst thing was that he'd eventually found my stylophone after doing a routine search of the sand dunes. I had to escape or break him in turn.
Number 48, won't you join me for brunch in the Green Dome?
Ace, see you there in...
17 minutes.
On my way, I bumped into Baldy. He had an interesting proposition. Here I was in the Green Dome. It was a bit difficult getting there, as he'd moved it to the top of number 86's wardrobe.
Ah, take a seat, 48. The Mind and Body Committee have come up with a personality profile on you. Knows nothing. Wants to know something. Knows less than he thinks, but thinks he knows more than he knows. We think... What do you think of that?
I don't know. I need to think.
Oh, hey, I need to get to me wardrobe.
Not now, 86.
I've got to get to me sock drawer.
Here, have my socks.
Thank you, number two.
You realise we can't let you go until we find out why you're here. I'd like to try a psychological test.
French windows.
No, we haven't started yet. Number association. I'm going to say a number, and I want you to tell me the first number that comes into your head. 52.
17.
43.
11.
17.
9.
Interesting. 46.
12.
93.
2.
9.
2.
2.
14.
85.
Are you sure?
No, 86.
That's more like it. Come on. Concentrate, number two. 432.
I can't think.
Come on. It's easy, number two.
French windows.
I'm going to break you, number two. Or should I say, number 12? Hello, Baldy. It's working, just as we agreed. I'm going to break number 12. Then you'll let me stay in the village. You know, you're all right, actually, once I get talking to you.
The new number two's just arrived.
Yes.
Well, what does he look like?
He looks exactly like me.
And what do you look like?
I look like him. You see, I had an arrangement with Baldy.
So you're the new number two?
Precisely.
Well, what are you going to do?
Things have got a bit lax around here. There's going to be some changes. For a start, the Time and Space Committee will now come under the aegis of the Office of Metaphors.
For how long?
Till the cows come home. And you, I'm going to make you number 48.
You can't do that. That big bloke will be after me.
Precisely. And about the village band, there'll be no more free-form jazz. You will be confined to the timpani, following a strict umpah rhythm. And now, stylophones.
Well, I've given you yours back.
Yes, but how did you get that egg through the middle?
You'll never know.
There will be a new 50-piece stylophone orchestra.
Well, can't you let me go?
I'm afraid we can't let you go until we know why you want to leave.
I've got to escape. I've got to get the hell out of here.
Stop! Stop, he's escaping!
At last, it was time to use my ultimate escape plan. I'd been planning this for months. My first priority was to comb my hair. Get those partings really neat. I got all my Battenbergs and laid them out on the village green like a giant chessboard. I had to move fast. Unfortunately, I was being chased by the bishop from the human chess match. But I had the advantage over him. He could only move on the pink squares. And now for the final piece of the jigsaw. People thought I was just making a racket again. What they didn't know was that the village helicopter sounded just like a snare drum.
Tracking. We're picking up a lot of static, sir.
It's all those nylon carpets Mrs. Brownship made us have. What's number 12 got up to?
He's in the helicopter, sir.
Ah. I see what he's doing. He's lined up his partings with a couple of landmarks and he's using his haircut as a makeshift compass.
What about his third parting?
That's pointing straight at Budapest.
Budapest, eh?
Ah, Budapest. The Chinese quarter. It hasn't changed much in the last 10 years. I remember the town hall, that shop, that audience. Now, if I remember rightly, there's a charming little cafe just around this corner. Oh, they've turned it into a Virgin megastore.
Hello, number 12.
What are you doing in Budapest?
Budapest? This is not Budapest. It's just a fake backdrop of Budapest and some naff Chinese music. You're back in the village, old man.
Hell.
We built an entire replica of Budapest just to muck you about. That town hall's just painted on. We all went up to the observation room, had a good laugh. We could have landed in Marrakesh 2 days ago. You'd be away by now.
It's a helicopter.
It's the new number 2.
I am the new number 2.
Oh, good. It's that salesman from Barnsley.
Oh.
Now, things have got a bit lax around here. There's going to be some changes. For a start, these ceilings need tiling. Now, you.
Number 48, sir.
Go home. I'm fed up with you and your tales of why you resigned. You're boring.
Yeah, and he should know.
Go on, off you go.
But
leave the village. You can go with number 86 in the helicopter.
You can't send number 86 home. He's got my socks.
Shut up.
Well, can I go too?
No. I don't really think you've grasped the principles of retailing in the ceiling tile industry. You're going back to Mrs. Brownshirt's. If you hurry, you'll be back in time for dinner.
Rissoles.
There's no need to take that attitude.
You were settling back into your job.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Good, good. There's just one thing we need to know.
Yes?
Why did you leave the village?
That was I Am Not a Number, written by John Owen and Neil Malarkey, starring Irina Brooke, Chris England, Robert Harley, John Owen, Neil Malarkey and Lee Simpson. With special guest stars not appearing, Patrick Cargill, Darren Nesbitt, and The Big Bloke. The producer was Phil Clark.